Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, schoolboy? Yeah, man. This is just a spinoff of the stand up, my nigga. Don't get mad about this, but I had to do something for the mixtape. That shit was hard as fuck. So, you know, I just did my own little version of it, you know, for my shit. Yeah. So, it's okay. The dagger. Yeah. Now why is everything always a struggle and fight? It's alright, it gives me something when I step to the mic. The end is in my sight, but damn, look, it's so far to travel. And I done come along so far, so I stay ready to battle. I gotta look out for them booty traps. Eating scooby snacks, you see that rat's head, they off track. She need a map to state, in fact, the world of people in it a fuck. Liars, cheaters, women, beaters, everybody corrupt. Even me, from that last line, I'm two of the three. Even though I know it's wrong, because it happened to me. That shit hurt like a motherfucker, still I persist. Not jumping off a cliff, splitting wrists, and killing the bitch. If that happens, I go straight to jail. Life sends in the hell. You ain't even worth it, bitch. I hope that nigga treats you while I'm moving past you. I see you in my rear view. He just adding all the other bullshit I've been through. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. I gotta stay ahead. If you ain't with me, then you fall behind. I'm seeing through the pitch black. You wish that you had eyes like my materialism. Old prisons are racist. No one really gives a fuck. I'm dealing with the realism. Unity is close to none. Watch your foes, watch your friends. Money is the root of evil. Dying over Benjamins. Don't get me wrong, I love it too. Look at what we going through. But now I'm saying, if you through, you better follow through. Cause now I'm looking out for me, my niggas, and my family. People on my level with the money making strategy. Weed is for my battery. I smoke it to charge up. But if I wanna act a nut, I pop a pill of power up. 82% in my cup. Watch me as I fold around.
Dagger, put your fucking arms down. You standing on the ground.
These faces got me dizzy, y'all. I'm feeling myself. And all these bitches want enough. So I'm just trying to help. Come on, stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. The dagger you can't be without, but people always talk about. I give you haters 12 bars, go ahead and let it out.
You ain't never struggled, never slept on the floor. You always out of home, it's food, you never ever been poor. You don't belong in the streets. You ain't the ghetto homie, more like Santa Monica Beach. Have you ever shot a nigga?
No.
Ever slice a dope?
No.
Ever slap a bitch?
No. But I push her hard though.
You see what we mean? You ain't just off of the struggle. And you ain't never been to jail. So you ain't never in trouble. You don't deserve the name of O.
No.
Your name should be tied, cause you wear a button up and work an actual job. Do you furl?
Just pop.
You ain't hypey at all. We never see you at the swap. We just stop at the mall.
Now I done heard what y'all done said, and I'm so happy that you think it's true. That means I'm doing something right. So all I say is fuck. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are now listening to Fuck You Fridays, this Friday the 13th, here on Bang Out Radio. So, again, thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in or whatever you're doing. Thank you for fucking with us, all right? As always, shouts out to the boss, Lady Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. She started everything, and I thank you for doing that and allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing for myself, my co-host, Beauties of the Week, and, of course, all these independent artists and just anybody that supports reality. Also, independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music. dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I will find a place for it in rotation. All right, I got 4 shows, 3 of them play music, so don't even trip. All right, and then, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support me, to support my co-hosts, to support the Beauties of the Week, to support these independent artists, just anybody that supports reality. All right, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so, but yeah, Fuck You Fridays. So, I mean, for those that know how Fuck You Fridays goes down, it's just all, oh, also, if you want to call in today, 661, if you're listening live, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? I'm trying to get my stuff up and running real quick, because although I don't play any music, I want to make sure the phone lines are open, so in case anybody does call in. But, you know, I've been all my lonesome over here on Fuck You Fridays lately, but, hey, it's cool, don't even trip. I understand they get down and everything, so I'm not complaining. Got this blunt of smoke. Going to get to that in a second as well. A few things I want to talk about today, I guess. You know, we'll see if it gets. I don't know if it's going to go the whole 2 hours, but again, I will go as long as I can. Or as long as I'm willing to. Also looking at, oh, shit. Also looking at the Lakers. Hopefully these niggas turn this game around. Kobe looking good. Come on, y'all. Get it together. It's the first time I actually seen Kobe play since he got back in the game. You know what I mean? I ain't really. Oh, foul. Oh, they ain't calling no charges. Whack. Whack. Oh, man, but yeah. Fuck you, Fries. I'm sorry I'm getting distracted. I'm trying to bring up my music. I'm trying to bring up the webpage as well. Make a shot! Damn it. Oh, blew it. Good job. All right. But, all right, focus. Well, I'm in a little bit of a better mood this week than probably last week because, you know, again, when people don't talk to me, I feel like Fuck You, Fries is kind of like my documentary night, I guess. So, you know, it's kind of like a verbal diary in a sense because I'm able to just let things out and let things go. I'm talking to a therapist that doesn't exist, that's not alive, you know what I mean? So that's what I do over here. But, again, I'm in a much better mode for a few different reasons. Hold on, let me let y'all know why. Because, again, I don't get to be happy that often. So when happiness comes my way, I tend to, you know, focus on it, take note of it, and enjoy it to the best of my ability. So we'll see what happens. But, motherfucker! Shit, I'm sorry, y'all. And we play in Oklahoma. I know my nigga Mac in Oklahoma right now probably like, yes. Hit him! God, if y'all don't stop. God damn, the push off? Motherfucking haters. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Okay, focus. it's just been a while. I ain't been able to watch a Laker game in a minute, you know, so I was just, like, looking at these cats, and it's like, what the fuck? It was funny, though. Real quick side note before I get into everything else. I don't know if y'all saw this video. There was a video of, it was a New York Knicks fan, I guess, and I don't know if anybody saw that game, but I saw the game, too, the one that, where the Knicks got blew out by Boston. I know a little sports talk over here on Fuck You, Fries, but like I said, I got kill time anyway. When the Knicks got blew out by Boston by like 40 points or whatever, but it wasn't even like a real Boston team. I mean, I'm not trying to downplay Boston, but just the fact that they shouldn't have lost, I guess, in that sense, and they lost by like 40. But this dude was like true die. Ooh, it got through. He was a true diehard, like, I guess, Knicks fan, but was so pissed off that they got blown out by 40 points. And it's like a 10-minute video of him just talking shit about his own team. I can't believe these niggas. They got the number two, like, they got the number two budget, you know, on the East Coast, but they got Carmelo, they got Stoudemire ain't doing shit, and they get beat by a bunch of bums. Like, I mean, going hard. And he was in full... He was in full New York Knicks colors too, like an orange, blue, and everything like that. But it was just funny as fuck. Like I said, they're like I'm a fan, but he was on that. He was trying. It seemed like he was turning on his team. You know what I mean? Win, lose, he did not get crossed like that. Win, lose, draw, whatever. I fucks with the Lakers. Period. You know what I mean? And as far as I'm concerned, ain't nobody fucking with them. Look at Fish. You ain't a Laker no more, nigga. That's just how I get down. That's going to always, whether they win, lose, draw, whatever, I don't care. Go Lakers. You know what I mean? So, come on, Gasol. Bitch. But, damn, let me just smoke some weed. Maybe that'll help calm down. But hopefully, like I said, if the Lakers pull out this win today, then it'll be the trifecta for my day today. Because, again, you know, not a lot of, I don't have a lot of positive things to talk about. But positive things have happened lately. So, all right, let's see. Number one. Grandma's finally out the hospital. So thankful for that. Like I said, if you was listening around last week, you know how I feel about hospitals. I don't like hospitals, period. So it's good to have my grandmother back, you know, smiling, you know, laughing, talking shit, you know, because that's what grandma does. So I walk into my mom's house when I get over here because I heard she was coming home today, so I wanted to make sure I was here to come say something or whatever and everything like that. And then I walk in, I walk into my mom's house, and, you know, that's the feeling that I was supposed to have. When I walk into my mom's house, I see my grandmother sitting right there, you know, watching TV and shit, kicking and chilling. Like, you know, smiles, all good. So, and the first thing she says is, you know, I'm glad, you know, I ask her, I'm like, bet you're glad to be home, this, that, and everything. She was like, yeah, you know, they can't keep a good woman down. I was like, especially not my grandma. You know what I mean? They can't. But, she has one of those colostomy bags now, and it's like, I don't even want to look at it. Like, I guess it could. Hold on, let me spark this blunt real quick. Hold on. Come on. There we go. Sorry about that, y'all. But she has a colostomy bag now. I guess I don't even want to see it. I heard stories about it. I'm seeing it. It's like, it's not one of those things. Like, ew. Like, for those that don't know what a colostomy bag is, that's a bag that they have to put on the outside of your body that you can shit into if you have, like, shitting issues with your colon, you know, things like that. So my grandmother has one of those now, so it's kind of a, but again, it's one of those things where it's like, if you look at her and looking at her, talking to her, whatever, you would never think anything. You know what I mean? That's why I realize I get a lot of my, encouragement from that, because, you know what I mean, nothing bothers my grandmother. Or if it does, she's not the type to sit up here and be like, you know, whine about it, complain about it, this, that, or whatever. She does what she has to do. She rolls with the punches, and it is what it is. I mean, what is she gonna be able to do about it? And I think that's where I get a lot of my ideas from in that same sense, because, again, good, bad, up, down, whatever happens, you have to deal with what's been presented in front of you. You know, you have to go through whatever emotions life presents you. Now, to my opinion, is you don't want to cause yourself more issues than you can handle. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you can't control everything. So there are things that are going to happen that you're going to be faced with, and it's just all about what you're going to do or how you're going to handle things when you face them. So if she can handle all that shit, you know what I mean, and what she got to go through at her age, then, you know what I mean, what the fuck am I complaining about? That's what I be thinking. Like, what the fuck am I going to complain about? But it also gives me strength when you can see, because like I said, I was just out of it, because again, my grandmother to me was, they can't, nothing stop her, and obviously nothing can stop her, at least at this point. She's still walking, she's still smiling, she's still up, she's still moving, but you know what I mean? But when it was all, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, when it was, you know, we had to do surgery, this, that, whatever, there was a lot of worry, there was a lot of this, there was a lot of that. I don't think I worried that much. Because, again, on one hand, that's my grandmother. I don't got to worry about my grandmother. She's grown. She can handle herself even now. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I worry because, again, but at the same time, she is old. I mean, and then, like I said, people go into the hospitals and then don't come out sometimes. They go in for the smallest things and don't never make it back out. So I can't say I was worried. I can't say I wasn't worried. But at the same time, you know, she's the one that gave me, you know, it's because of her that I was able to be like, you know what, she's going to make it out. She'll be back. And it showed up, like I said, today. Full, showed up, there she is right there. Like, and she got stories, too, because, you know, she's been in the hospital for the last 2-3 weeks almost and everything. So, but trying to tell me stories about how, like, she almost had to slap one of the nurses. The guy was getting pissed off at the nurses because I guess when you're in the hospital, you know, overnight and everything, you know, they say this, I guess the staff starts checking on you about 4 a.m. or so, but then she's talking about, like, every hour or so, somebody's coming in there asking her something or doing something to her or trying to offer her something or this, or like, every hour on the hour, I guess they do their rounds and everything like that, but they were talking about how they kept waking her up and did it, this, that, everything else. Because I walked past her and I was like, Grandma, you want anything? You need anything? And then I thought about it. I'm like, Grandma, I know you're probably sick and tired of hearing that shit, huh? Because I'm sure everybody who comes past you or around you or whatever keeps asking you if there's something you want or need or anything, right? She's like, oh, Lord Jesus, yes. Like, I'm like, I'm sorry, but I had to ask, though. But so, yeah, Grandma has a colostomy bag now. So, but, again, she's all smiles. That's all that matters. So that's good. That's good. Very happy to have my grandmother back and happy and smiling despite her extra addition, you know, her extra addition. Yeah, I'm going to have to look at it, though. I may take a picture of it, but I don't know. I don't think I want to fuck with that. Like, yeah. But what else? What else? Oh, more good news. Got a job. Well, yeah, I must have the job because they called me today talking about they want me to get fingerprinted and everything. I guess the next step of my job is the background check, this, that, or whatever, which I'm not really worried about because, you know, Dagger's not a criminal as far as the records go. You know, I don't have a record. Not saying I'm not a criminal, but I don't have a record. You know, good criminals don't get caught. Don't nobody know it. So. But after everything I had to go through to get that motherfucker, it's like, God, I was hoping it was going to work. Because, see, look, number one, shots. I want to give a shout out to the homies. Because, again, you got to really, I keep telling y'all this all the time, you got to really put people in your life that are doing something, that are trying to help you better your life, that are trying to help you get to certain places and do certain things. These are the people you need to have in your life. You don't need to have people in your life that are trying to take away from you or trying to stop you from doing something that you feel is positive yourself. Why do I say that? Because, again, looking at the people in my life, for the most part, or the majority of them are still around, because, again, they're helping better me in some shape, way, or form as I do for other people. You know what I mean? So I just want to give a shout-out to my nigga. Really, though, my nigga Tripp. And I'm going to say that because, like I said, it's because of him that I got this motherfucking job right now. And I can't put it no other way. It ain't nobody else. You know, there was this other person that said they could, you know, look at these jobs, look this, that, or whatever. I'll hook you up. Went through that, did that, didn't pan out, didn't work out. You know what I mean? I've been looking for shit myself, sending all kind of applications and shit, you know. I have somebody whose job is to get people jobs. That's her job. That's what she does all day. She gets people jobs. Talk about, yeah, send me your resume. I'll look at some things or whatever. I sent her my resume months ago. And she just recently, like, looked at that shit, like, just recently within the last couple of weeks, and then want to email me, like, 2-3 websites about, you know, applying for a job and everything like that. And then I'm like, like, really? That's how you get down or whatever, you know what I mean? You tell me, and then it's all like, and I only bring that up because, again, don't tell me you're going to do something you're not going to do. Like I said, she was all, because, look, when you don't got a job and you're actually looking for a job, there's a lot of people, it will give it a take, but there's a lot of people that would be like, you know what, you should go here, you should go there, check this out if you come here. There's a lot of people that do that, that say that. You know, and again, and beggars can't be choosers, but me, technically, I'm kind of a chooser because, again, I was begging for a job, but, again, I'm not just going to take any job because I know what my worth is, so I'm not doing that. So, but people be like, yeah, I can get you this. I can get you down here. Do this, do that. And it'd be a lot of bullshit or it'd be something else or whatever and everything. So, but my nigga Tripp was like, yo. You want a job? I'm like, yes. I want a job. My nigga brought me an app. It already, like, and you know it's a good job, or at least a quality job, by the type of application you're filling out. If you're filling out an application that's two-sided, you know, you know, the whole job application is you filling out one side, you know what I mean, and then you flip it over, and then you fill out another side and sign the bottom, and that's your app. That's not a quality job. I'm sorry. I don't know. I have yet to be to a quality job that has a one paper application. You know what I mean? So, not trying to downplay anybody's shit. I'm just saying. But what I mean is, my nigga brought me an app. But when I say he brought me an app, I mean this nigga damn near brought me. I thought it was an instruction manual to, like, an old-school VCR. You know what I mean? That's how thick this motherfucker was. Like, I'm looking through it. I'm like, damn. Like, I got to feel it. Nigga, he was like, nigga, you want a job? I'm like, yes, I do. So I sit up, fill out this whole damn booklet of shit, right? Like, fill it out. Bam. Nigga, give it back to him. You know, the next day, I got an interview the following day. That's the shit I'm talking about. At this point, I don't even care if I get the job or not. The fact that my nigga said, look, fill this out, and I got you an interview in a day. I filled it out. He got me an interview in a day. That's the shit I'm talking about. So you know the interview part. Now, the interviews are easy. I mean, the interviews are easy for me. I don't know why people get so whatever as far as interview goes and shit like that and stuff, but as far as I go, interviews are easy. Because interviews ain't nothing but you telling people what you want them to hear. Well, telling people what they want to hear. But as far as I go as well, I keep shit real at all times. I crack my little jokes, this, that, or whatever. But at the same time, there are certain questions motherfuckers ask that you know you better tell them what they want to hear if you want the job. And I mean, and take it from somebody, like I said, when you deal with nothing but females most of your life and a lot of bullshit and you've been lying to people and you've been around lies, like I said, it's like I was trained to game people. It's like I said, coming up, when I was in my dick, give a fuck mode about anybody or anything, nobody's feelings, this, that, or whatever, I used to lie, manipulate, cheat, you know, I used to do all kind of shit. So it's easy for me to read somebody. Or at least get an idea, and the little bit that I do get, I know how to work with. You know what I mean? I just know how to, but I mean, this is a fucking interview. You know what you're here for. You know what I mean? Already with an interview, you got to go in there with the right costume, right? You can't go in there with the shit you wear in the street. Bitches can't go in there with the shit they wear in the club. If you want the job. So already off top, you got to have the right attire, right? You got to know, you got to at least look presentable. You got to make motherfuckers think that they want to be able to look at your ass every day. Depending on what you're doing. You know, if you have some factory shit or you working in somebody's backyard or something like that or whatever, you know, away from people, then it might be a little leeway. But still at the same time, first impressions are important, especially on a job tip. So you got to already be presentable. Now, see me, every now and then, you always wear at least the nice pants. Some niggas don't. You ever go to a job interview, the nice way you see motherfucker in there in jeans and shit and everything or something like that? And it's kind of cool because I get it. Like, you're trying to let people know how, you know, the type of, again, it just depends on the job. Let's just focus on the business aspect just so we can kind of get an idea. I hope y'all know, understand what I talk about, where I'm at. But think more like a business type job, you know, shit like that, where you got to deal with people on the business type tip, interact, socialize with people. So people want to make sure you're able to do that. And then y'all got to realize when people are paying you money or giving you money to do something for them, and your name's on their company or whatever and everything like that, or you do something at work and something happens with you that they're going to have to answer for or maybe pay some money out or whatever, if you know what I mean? You think they don't want to know who the fuck they're going to be around all day? So you got to make yourself seem like you the type of person they want to see every day. Or you got to make sure you're the type of person they want around they peoples at work. Because, you know, also think about when you're coming into a new job, right? You're on the bottom. Again, depending on the job you're working, motherfuckers been there, you know, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Like I said, depending on the job. But, you know, motherfuckers been there. So you got to think, like, if I'm a boss of a company, and I got motherfuckers that's been here for 10, 20 years helping me make some money and getting shit popping and everything like that. You think I'm going to let some new cat come in here and fuck this shit up for everybody else? Not only do they want to make sure that they can deal with your ass, they got to make sure that their peoples can deal with your ass. It's just like, think of it like the hood or at home or something like that. Or like I said, some of y'all is too open with your friends and everything like that. But you got to think about it like a new friend trying to join the group. You know, kind of think of it like that. If somebody new tries to come around and everything like that, but you got your motherfuckers that you've been dealing with, you've been riding with for years. These is my people. You trying to get involved in this? And you should, well, a lot of people do, especially ladies. Ladies be having a lot of unnecessary people around in their life, in my opinion. But as far as niggas go, niggas usually just at least fuck with they niggas, you know what I mean, and bitches. But when you got your set, like I said, I got my set squad of people. As far as, hold on, I got to put this weed out real quick, y'all. Sorry, hold on. But damn, I wish I had a cigarette. But, again, as far as I go, I can name all my homies. Niggas that you will see me in the streets with, rolling with, going out with, to the studio with. You know what I mean? Niggas I grew up with. Them is my homies. And I got people I'm cool with. If we doing business, if we handling some business, we got something popping off or whatever, you know what I mean? But even it's not a disrespectful thing. Because we know each other, we can do that or whatever, but I mean, you cool, you the homie, but you ain't my nigga, you ain't the homie. You know what I mean? It's a different context. It don't mean I act disrespectful around you. It don't mean that, you know, I don't got some kind of love for you or whatever, or anything like that. No homo. But again, it ain't you ain't thugged it out in the streets. You ain't been through what I've had to go through with me or whatever. Just like I'm sure you got your homies, your peoples, right? So that's just where it is. And it's hard to bring groups of niggas together without that middle person, you know what I mean? It's like me and my homies and you and your homies, and we want to go out and go whatever, do something, just turn it to a big thing. It's like, nah, I can't, I don't do that. A lot of times when I know I have to deal with other niggas, you know what I mean, I usually roll by myself in a sense. Unless I know it's about some business or some music and I need the witty game with me or whatever, but I know I have to talk to a dude or it's about some other shit or whatever, then I'm going to go by myself because, like I said, niggas, I don't like niggas. And I know niggas don't like other niggas, like niggas that don't know each other. But again, it just depends. Because then you have those dudes that try to be nice to everybody, but like I said, then you have those people that's like, nigga, I don't know you. Homie, I know niggas like that. Like, nigga, I do not know you. He will, like, if we was chilling and I was chilling with one of my other, you know, acquaintances or friends or something like that, he walked up to me, you know what I mean? He'll say what's up to me all day, every day, and not even look at the next man. You know, it just be like that sometimes. But that's just what the get down is. And then, hold on, man. The spy hit me up. Don't know. Doing the show right now. Bam. All right. But, yeah, what was I saying? But again, you gotta just know who you're dealing with and know what's going on. Because, again, you want the type of people in your life that's going to help move forward, push you forward. But, yeah, but back to the job interview, right? Like, you want a job, you got to do what you got to do. Again, number one, you got to be presentable. You got to look good. Now, see, I'm fucked up because I don't got a haircut. I ain't had a haircut in a while now, you know, because I just ain't had a reason. So, but luckily with my hair, you know, you just add water, I can do something with it. It's just a lot of that shit right now. But, you know, people that have known me all also, you trying to trying to bring your braids back, this, that, then I'm like, nah, I just ain't had a reason to cut my hair. So, but again, go to the interview, and then I'm sitting in the interview. You know, you got to be presentable. Now, again, what I do when I go to the interview, slacks, you know, slacks or some kind, mainly slacks. I like wearing my little dress pants, not little, but I wear the dress pants, and then, you know, collared shirt, you know, jet black slide-on shoes. You know, just interview clothes. That's what I mean. It's just interview clothes. Like, go up in there, you know, throw my watch on so they think I'm a little important, you know, a little bit of like I am doing something in a sense. Because, you know, you want to make sure that you, and I've heard this many times, people tell me this all the time too as well. Because, see, I just don't give a fuck across the board. But you always want to look at your best. Now, see, there are those people that take that to mean everything. They always looking their best, no matter what, whether they're going to the grocery store, whether they're going to the liquor store. You know what I mean? It don't matter. They're always dressed to the T, makeup on point, hair did this. You know, you're the type of people that you never catch on an off day. Now, see, me, I don't give a fuck enough. Damn, these motherfuckers can't hit a three-point shot. Shit. See, me, I don't care. I'm more comfortable in, like, sweats, you know, a hoodie, you know, and just some shoes and just doing whatever, a beanie, call it a day. I don't feel I have to be dressed or whatever unless I have a reason. But every day, I literally have arguments with people, but every day you never know who you may run into or who you may talk to or who may see you or and of course it's a female telling me this, but again, things are different for females because, of course, you get dressed up every day, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, somebody's going to notice you. It's a different, in my opinion, it's a different case for guys. So, but I understand the concept. You know, you want to always look good. You want to always be ready because you never know when it may be that time or when it may be your time. But, again, I'm not doing all that because that's not how I feel right now. Maybe when I get a job, when I get some money under my belt, when I can feel like that every day, then, yeah, I'll do that. But, I mean, I'm not doing something that's not me. Even when I have money, I don't like doing shit like that because I don't want other motherfuckers to know I got it. So, but yeah, so nice appearance. And then, you got to be able to read people. You got to be able to talk to people. You got to be able to know, you know, I'm sitting there. And then she takes, during my interview, here's the interview, right? I'm in the interview. It's me. She brings in another black lady with me. Now, she's young, probably 20s, somewhere around there, you know what I mean? Me, her. And then the lady who's interviewing us is like, I want to say a Mexican, because she was talking with an accent, but I'm trying to remember what kind of accent she was talking with, but I don't know if it was I'm going to go with Mexican, because I think if it was an Oriental, I would remember a little bit more, maybe a little mixture, but, so, it's nothing, and then I've already peeped the scene, I'm like, oh, okay, well, you got to already look, like, okay, she's not white, no white people in here, all right, number one, we already got the minority thing. You know, we already got the minority thing going for each other. But again, although I know she probably don't give a fuck. but it doesn't matter. But again, you got to notice these type of things. But again, it's two black people and her. So then it goes this. But see, I also realize when you deal with people and because I don't like dealing with people, but again, I know how to deal with people. You notice certain things. People have jobs and everything too. Whatever their job is, there's not a lot of people out there doing a job that they saw their whole life them wanting to do. You know what I mean? Like a lot of us get jobs that we have to get for whatever certain reason. We got to pay this bill. We want to leave. You know, we want to live by ourselves. You might want to fucking eat. I mean, I don't know what you're getting at, but everybody usually has their reason for having a job because you want to have your own money in your fucking pocket if you want to get it legally. All right, so. But at the same time, when you don't got that and you got to do what you got to do in order to get it, then which would you rather choose? Look, most people do both. See, one clouds the other. When you're doing the right thing on one side, again, if you're going to do wrong, do it right. You always want to make that legal money, so whatever extra little money you get, nobody going to say nothing about. But that's, I'm just saying. But don't, don't listen to me. I'm trying to promote positiveness now. But sitting there, all right, me and her sitting there, bam. So she's going through the thing, and you got to realize people got a job. They're tired of their job, too. Because, again, nobody works a job. Majority of people don't work a job that they felt like that this is what I was going to do all my life. Again, we're just doing jobs that we have to do what we want to do. So she's just like one of them, too. You know what I mean? Damn it, how many interviews I got. She in there complaining about shit, about how the boss keep her up, you know, working 3 days. 4 or 5 days in a row with no sleep, all kind of different hours and everything like that. Because one of the questions, where she got to that was, one of the questions was like, because supposedly this is a job down at the airport. So, you know, airport is 24 hours. So that means the job is 24 hours. That means I can get hit, called, or whatever at any time. So one of the main questions was, if we hit you up at 4 a.m. or this or that, you going to be able to come in? And, of course, the answer is yes. If you ask anything like, well, you know what? My schedule is kind of tight, you know what I mean? If I only be able to come in at this, you know what I mean? It's and like I said, it's the airport. I mean, if you in there, you really got to think, like, it's a 24-hour service. So that means your scheduling and availability has to be 24 hours. People got turned away because they was in there talking about they had school or this, that, and everything like that. And you can't do that type of shit at that job starting off. But it's good, though. You know, school is more important than everything. But, again, for those that wanted this job and getting the job, like I said, I'm scouting all this out. I'm seeing all this as it's transpiring. And now she's telling me that she damn near tired of her job. But at the same time, that's what I'm going to need to be ready for and get ready for because again, that's the type of job that is. It's like, yeah, I'm fine. That's fine. Of course, me and her, see, she had the gang low-key kind of too. She knew, yeah, I'm with that. Yeah, I ain't got no problems, you know, get up early, this, that, did the whatever. And then they ask you that question where they try to get you to talk about yourself because they want to see how, if you're going to blow yourself up, you know, beyond this, that, or whatever, or how you're going to talk about yourself, you know. So what kind of, you know, with everything going on, do you feel like you'll be able to, you know, keep up and, you know, become an asset to the company? And yeah, you give them the generic answer. You know, not the generic, but you gotta put your own spin on it. But everybody, yeah, you know what? I love a fast-paced environment. You know, keep busy. If I keep busy, time will fly. You know, it's not an issue for me at all. I don't got no. You know, you give them that answer. You make it sound good, confidently. She hit me with the. Because since I got the hookup on the job, like I knew somebody on the inside or whatever, right? And I didn't know technically what I was even applying for. I didn't even know what the fuck I was applying for. I just said, come over here and get this job. It's at the airport. So I didn't even know. So she hit me with the question, so what are you applying for? I'm like, huh. But, you know, I had to think real quick. But, again, this is when you got to think out. I was told, to my understanding, there was a lot of open positions down here right now. I mean, and I'm qualified in a lot of different areas, such as customer service. You know, I do have a little warehouse background as well. So, I mean, as far as lifting and standing, that doesn't have an issue, you know, and customer service as well. So I just left that open so I didn't restrict myself to just one position if there are multiple positions available. I'm like, oh, see, you got, you know, and I got to talk with my, proper voice. You know, I got to talk all, you know, excuse me, ma'am, are you having a good day today? I mean, I was looking forward to our, you know, interaction, but at the same time, I have a very important business meeting to get to, as well as afterwards, I'm supposed to have lunch with a few amigos of mine. So, you know, it's just going to be a wonderful day. I'm enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the rain, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the rain. But you know, dumb shit. But you gotta talk to these people. So then the lady, and then things are going well because, you know, motherfuckers is real quick to be like, you know what, I'm looking at the paper because they had a paper of all the interviews they have for the day, right? So I'm scanning because, again, you got to pay attention to your surroundings. This is what I tell people. So I'm in there. So the paper's on the table, you know, the one that she takes notes on for all the people that have been in here and everything too. So every time she looks away or she is talking to her or looks at the other lady or asking her a question or something like that, I'm looking at the paper and I realize it's like, you know, the shit on there, like, got the job, don't got the job, hired, not hired, yes, no, you know, positions. I'm looking at all this shit, right? So when did I know that I already had the job, or at least I was good for at least the first half? Because I watched her next to my name write in, and she wrote in, like, bag runner. I guess that's what I'm going to be doing is running bags between terminals and shit like that or whatever. So that, hey, fuck it, that sounds cool. But, She wrote it in and marked yes, and this is and then she still sat there and we was talking for like another 15 minutes or so, but I was already in because I saw that already. So then I just kicked back and really just felt relaxed about it. So I mean, again, paying attention as far as job interviews. Hold on. My nigga said he wanted to call in real quick. Hold on, 66. Oh yeah, the call in number is always y'all. What is the call in number? 661-621-7559 is always. Wait, 661-621-7559. Yeah, as always, chill in the queue. You press 1 to holler at me. But then, come out of there. Now, the other lady in there talking about, okay, well, now you got to, now I have to fill out some more papers and then go get set up for my drug test. Now, that's what it always comes down to for me. You know, everything else but the drug test. Because, yes. I'm a smoker. We all know this. It hasn't changed. Not going to change. But this is where we get down to with that. But, you know, we cross that bridge when we get to it. So I go there, fill out the paperwork, get the papers, get my drug appointment. Now, luckily, you know, there's some places that be like, you got 24 hours to go take your test or something like that. They put you on the spot real quick and make you go do it. This motherfucker gave me, he was like, you can get it done on Thursday. Thursday? I think it was on Thursday. You can get it done Friday, because the place is open Friday. You can get it done Friday, Saturday, Sunday it was closed, or Monday. So on Monday it expires. So then I was asked out. So then my limit was Monday at 6 o'clock. I knew that was my limit. So, of course, you know I have certain thoughts. you know what, I'll just smoke maybe, you know, till Friday, and then just no smoking all day Saturday, a lot of fluids, try to get the shit to clean out my system. I had a lot of thoughts. But, of course, you know, none of the thoughts actually panned out because I was showing up smoking all weekend and everything like that. But again, back to my nigga, the homie. You know what I mean? Because my homie said, don't trip. I got you. We're going to get you past the drug test. All right, my nigga? For sure. So I can keep smoking. Yes. All right. So I kept smoking. Now, drug test day comes. All right? Now, here's the funny part because, again, my nigga, like I said, true people in your life that actually help out, do something for you. I didn't have a ride to the drug testing place because, again, y'all know my car's been fucked up. Nigga was low on funds, couldn't even get on the bus. My nigga, pick me up. Yo, nigga, let's roll. Got you. Let's go. Nigga, pick me up. Nigga, my nigga got some piss that he had in the container for me from, like, his nephew or something. You know, nigga, here. You know what I mean? Like, pick me up. Had to go get a condom. Had to go pick up a dollar condom from the store. Had to go to McDonald's. Now, here's what happened. Went to McDonald's to get a warm cup of water. You know, poured the piss in the condom. Tie that off. Put that in the warm water so it warms up. You know, niggas, like I said, this niggas got to go through so much to get a fucking job. But again, my nigga was looking out for me. You know what I mean? Because a nigga like me, I'm a dumbass. I'm stupid. You know what I mean? I'll go in there and just take the test like, fuck it. With confidence, knowing, you know what I mean? But I'm dumb. But my nigga's like, nah, fuck that. We going to get you this job. Like, yeah, my nigga. That's what I like to hear. So, bam. So, and he told me the whole get down. So, and an extra sock. Let me tell you what the sock is. I'll tell you what the sock is for in a second. So, get to the location for the drug test, right? So then I got to set myself up. So, piss warmed up in the cup. Take the condom out with the piss in it, right? Dry it off, all right? But it's warm. Put it in the sock, so it stays warm. Put the sock in my drawers. You know what I mean? Right under my balls, damn near, right? But I have to keep the top part of the sock like kind of tucked like on my waistline. That way I can, I don't want it to fall down my fucking leg as I'm sitting there trying to stand and shit sitting in the damn drug testing place, right? So I'm like, all right, I got it tucked, you know, little boy's piss in the condom under my balls, like safety pin on the inside liner of my drawer so I could pop the tip of the condom. So, you know, so I don't got to sit there and try to bite it or open it, which would be really and nasty, that shit, you know what I mean? So little safety pin to put a hole in the condom, but like I said, tucked on the inside lining of my drawers. All right. Then let's see, what else I have to do? Hold on. After I have to do that, hold on. Oh, shit, man. My bad, y'all. Look at these Lakers, man. Fucking up. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Hold on. In the building. West with it. What it do?
What that shit do with it, gang? What's happening?
Fuck you, Fridays in full effect, man. How you feeling?
Man, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Nah, nigga over here, nigga. Excited about my little gig. Nigga, they called me today, man, about the job. So I'm over here.
So
they hit me up. I got to get fingerprinted next week.
Oh, man, that's it, man. You damn near there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't. So I'm on right now. So I'm trying to be on some, you know, I'm trying to be on some turned up, fucked up shit this weekend. You know, I'm trying to celebrate now. Like, fuck it. But,
man,
I was talking about how they got to be 007 and shit to fucking, you know, pass a drug test and shit now. Because that's my only issue. You know, nothing else is going to be an issue with me outside of, you know, that nigga smoke weed. That's the only issue people going to have with me, you know? So, But yeah, nigga, like, cause like I said, Tripp hit me out, nigga. Like I said, walking into the testing place, nigga. Like I said, with a sock full of his little nephew's piss in the condom, tucked under my balls, you know, with the sock like kind of like tied to the inside part of my belt so it don't fall, because, you know, I don't want the sock to fall out my fucking pant leg and shit while I'm walking. But at the same time, got to be careful because don't want it to pop and it look like I pissed on myself.
Yeah, man, I hear what you gotta do, man.
Yeah, I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying what a nigga had to go through. And then I get up in there, right? I get up in there like, yeah, I'm here for the drug test, this, or whatever. I'm trying to make it go a little bit faster and everything. And she, you know, I'm still sitting in there for like 30 minutes, and I just kept standing around because my excuse was like, man, I really got to go. I kept telling her, like, man, I got and the low-key thing is I really did have to piss. But I knew if I went to piss and then went to piss right away again, it'll look suspect. So I'm sitting there trying to, like, hold it. I'm trying to pace. I'm like, yo, girl. Like, and then again, I didn't want the piss that I had on me to get cold and shit either. So I'm like, all right, we got to hurry this along. And then I go in the back. They finally call my name, right? The dude, like, yeah, come on. Like, da-da-da. Nigga, I'm glad I did it how I did it, man. This nigga was like, because I was wearing my hoodie. It's like, nah, you got to take that hoodie off. Like, ugh. Got to come out the hoodie, you know, nigga right there in my beater, you know, and my pants and shoes and shit. Nigga take all the jewelry off, everything out your pockets, like this or whatever. Nigga, like I said, still condom full of piss right under my balls, right? But I'm hoping nothing move or whatever, because now, like I said, all I got is the beater on. So if he looks close enough right in the front, he might be able to see the little sock imprint. You know what I mean? I wanted to ask you what the fuck that was. But I kept my, you know, you got to kind of, I kind of stood to the side and shit or whatever, so, but yeah, they got to come out of the hoodie, then they're like, okay, well, so far, so good, like I said, we're still moving along, like, here we go, like, all right, then he handed me the cup, like, okay, here you go, like, okay, now, bam, now I'm in the bathroom, like, ah, shit, now you got to be all, I swear I felt like a really cheap version of 007, because I see it only in the movies. The motherfuckers get in the bathroom and they try to do shit all quick and everything. Like, so now I'm in the bathroom, right? Got to untuck my drawers. And I don't know why I wore the pants I was wearing had like a double, like triple button on the front and shit. Like, oh, my shit's all fucked up. So had to pull that out, pull the safety pin, undo the safety pin that I had tucked in my drawers as well, because, you know, I had to put the safety pin in there to pop the condom. So, pop the condom. And then again, I really did have to piss as well. So I'm sitting there trying to hold my piss in while trying to pour this piss into this cup and then still make it sound like I'm in here pissing normally. Like, this is just so much going on in this one little bathroom. So then I finally poke a hole in the tip. But it was only one hole. I'm like, okay, this shit ain't going fast enough. This shit ain't going to work. So I poke another hole in. I'm like, okay, that's a little bit better. We got a little bit more motion now. And then, so now, but again, now, look, you got to think of this spot. Like, I got the condom in one hand with trying to spray piss into the cup that's sitting on top of the toilet. And I'm trying to make sure I aim it because I don't want piss all over the top of the toilet, because then the motherfucker's going to ask how the fuck the piss get all over the top of the toilet. So, but at the same time I'm doing that, I'm trying to piss, and, you know, so I'm pissing at the same time myself. And then of all things, and then, like I said, I was trying to squeeze the piss out of the condom, but then I guess I squeezed too hard, because luckily by the time I got it in there, majority of it was already in there, but then, like, towards the end, it, like, busted, like, boom. So it was like, oh, shit. Like, and then keep in mind also as well, you're on a time limit, because if you piss longer than like 30 seconds or something like that, there's something wrong with you, or they're going to think something's up. So again, I'm on a time limit as well, that I'm trying to think about all this shit. Fucking condom, boom, like, oh, shit. But luckily there was enough already in the cup where I'm like, okay, that's cool. And now I got to fucking think about cleanup. So now I have to fucking right. Put that shit back in the sock, then do a quick just walk, you know, quick run over on the top of the toilet with the sock, like bam, like just damn, I had to clean that top part off. Then I had to tuck that shit back in my pants. I'm like, that was the nasty part. Cause then I had to put it back. Like, like, cause you gotta hide it. Gotta do what you gotta do. But but came out like, okay, we're good. Nigga damn near had a little bit of piss on his hands still and everything like that. But I'm like, okay, so I can wash my hands. He's like, no, you can't wash your hands. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm thinking something happened again. But nah, but then he like tagged it. He wrote it. I had to initial it or some shit or whatever. He went and inspected the bathroom. I guess he didn't, you know what I mean? Luckily, I did clean up because he looked in there like, nigga, you know what I mean? Like, and then came out like, okay, you good, nigga. And like, yeah. Get that. Like, and again, we out. Nigga felt like I got away with a crime. Like, nigga, I went to run out the front door. Like, you would have thought a nigga was robbing a bank or some shit. But like I said, get that. And then they hit me up today, like, you know what? We got to fingerprint you next week. Like, yep, y'all can do that. Because I know ain't never going to show up in the criminal background. So, yeah. So far, it's been a good day. The only bad thing that looks like it's about to happen today is the Lakers about to continuing to get their ass kicked right now. And that shit is fucking with me. These niggas, nigga, what the fuck? 66-89, Oklahoma? Ugh. Crazy.
Yeah. What Kobe doing?
Man, Kobe mad as usual. You know, Kobe ain't the Mamba right now. He's the Mamba, but he ain't the Mamba right now. You know, I ain't talking shit. He's just nigga coming off that injury.
Yeah, he ain't the Mamba right now. Give him a couple more weeks, he'll be all right.
Oh shit. So what you got up, Spot Man? What you doing right now? What's going on your Friday thus far?
Just got off, man. I'm almost to the house. I'm about to blow me a nice one and see what the fuck is going on for the Fuck You Friday.
Man. Yeah, because I probably may just cut it early tonight, too, man. Because, like I said, it's a 2-hour show. But then that's why I like doing the show when I'm in motion and shit and everything like that. So, but actually, I'll see what's going on, too. Because, like I said, I'm trying to celebrate, man. I ain't got nothing to be actually upset about. So I'm trying to turn it all the way up all fucking weekend. At least until I get hired. You know what I mean? Because then once I start working again, it's back to the. Like, now I got to go to work. I got to go to work. Like, especially at the airport, nigga, because, you know, they might have me in there like 4 a.m. or some shit. You know, that would be some crazy shit.
Yeah.
So, ain't no telling. But nothing new. But, yeah. Good looking out, though, Spot Man. Checking in and everything real quick. Anybody want to give a shout-out to anything, too, or anything before we get about it? Because, like I said, I'm not posting up for a whole 2 hours, man. I'm trying to see what the fuck I can get into, too.
Yeah, I mean, just want to shout out Witty Gang, Lil Bell, State of Mall, you know, the Click and the Gang, you know, that's it.
All right, for sure. Well, good looking out, Spot, man. I'm going to holler at you a little bit later on tonight. We're going to see what it do.
All right, for sure.
All
right.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. Again, it's just crazy because, like I said, I always started off Fuck You Fridays as a fuck you. Because I was angry, I was hostile. Shit, just last week I was a lot hostile about a lot of things. But it's just amazing how things change just as quick. How you know, you gotta push through shit. Whenever I think I'm at my most down, or when shit's fucked up, you know, something positive happens. And why, I can honestly say, again, is because I do positive things. A lot of positive things might not happen for me, but maybe, I guess I'll just say when they need to happen, they do. Job came through, grandma's okay, and even my car got pushed back for a week, but now it should be here sometime next week. So, 1, 2, 3. I'll take those right now. And I'll just call it a day and just be happy with what has happened. So, again, thanks for checking me out tonight. Again, what is it? Slap Sundays. Every Sunday, make sure y'all tune in. Going to have a lot of new music. Triple M Show every Monday, 7 to 9, Mo Music Monday. All right, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics, R&B Night, you know, Ladies Night, chill, relax, make it over the week. Make it over the Hump Day of the week. And get right back to Fuck You Fridays, where, again, you never know what happens on Fuck You Fridays. But it was a good night tonight, even though it's Friday the 13th. See what the Witty Gang's up to for this evening. Definitely trying to get out, trying to celebrate. Anybody want to take me out, let me know. Like, because I got just like, oh, shit. But all right, y'all. I'm out this Fuck You Fridays. Make sure y'all tuned in. Fuck with Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, all day, every day. Much love always. And, yeah, that's it. Talk to y'all later.